Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, producing more with less. Sarah Place of OSU joins us again in just a moment.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Superior Livestock Auction markets more than 1.3 million head of cattle annually, all with the personal one-on-one attention buyers and sellers deserve. Coming up is a video auction June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head. Contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Also coming up, the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and Video Royale in Winnemucca, Nevada, July 27th and July 29th through 31st. Superior Video Auction, June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
Dr. Sarah Place is an animal scientist at Oklahoma State University talking beef sustainability at the recent Beef Improvement Federation meeting down in Biloxi, Mississippi. Dr. Place indicated to the scientists that were there that we're doing a good job when it comes to beef sustainability in this country. Over the last 25, 30 years or so, we've made remarkable improvements in basically all sectors of animal agriculture, but especially in the beef sector.
So we essentially produce the same amount of beef today with 30% fewer animals. That's a tremendous change in efficiency. If we're thinking about using our resources more wisely if we have a growing population. So a little bit of context with this. This is a study that came out in Journal of Animal Science by Jude Capper, and this is looking at comparing that historical data of 1977 to 2007. Okay, so these black bars are 100% of what we were using in 1977, and these orange bars are what the industry was doing in 2007. Okay, so when we look across all these different categories of resource use and environmental impact, we've had declines in all those categories. So what is happening here? Production efficiency. We're doing more with less. If we have a growing world population, we have one planet Earth, we're going to need to do a lot more of this, right? Doing more with less. That's really key, and the industry's been doing that. So what is going to affect production efficiency? All those things that you're going to talk about here at this meeting, right? Genetics, reproductive efficiency, et cetera. All those things that you're going to try to do to be a better producer, to help your bottom line, those are the type of things that can help lower environmental impacts, right? Those are the things that you do that you don't maybe think about from that perspective, but they do have an impact on it.
Another one of the three pillars for beef sustainability, social issues. And that's where Dr. Place says animal welfare comes into play.
Another major challenge is animal welfare, right? And the perception of intensive systems. So we just talked about intensive systems probably lower our environmental impact. However, how do consumers view those systems? Not very positively, right? Whether we're thinking about feedlots, confinement dairies, battery cages, gestation stalls, etc., all those things have been in the news in terms of how people perceive those issues. And in the United States, 100% of us are eaters, but only about 2% of us actually are involved in the production of that food, right? So we can't ignore what 98% of people are thinking. That would be convenient, but that's not going to help us out in terms of how we deal with these issues. So what's not on that image? Cow-calf operations, right? So the beef industry probably has an advantage there in terms of that pastoral image being something that a lot of people liked to see.
OSU's Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.